Next case.
Case number 12912, Michelle and Nels Tabor seek variances from the rear yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Sections 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Reserve Way and west of Harvest Circle within the Vines of Sand Hill subdivision. The 911 address is 19889 Reserve Way in Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 10, Parcel 225. The applicant is seeking a 1.6-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for proposed screen porches. We have one mail return, 0 letters of support, and 0 letters of opposition.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Nels Tabor, 3809 Lamppost Lane, Camp Hill, Pennsylvania.
Same address?
Same address.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do. I do.
What?
You swear you're going to...
Yes. I'm sorry. I can't hear you. You guys are low.
Okay. All right.
He has a hearing impairment.
Okay. We'll try to speak up then, okay? Thank you.
So I am, gentlemen, I assume you have my our application
we do.
Before you. And really with the 1.6 foot variance, it really, that is the maximum. If you looked at page 6 of our application, it basically dwindles down as a triangular shape. On the one side, it's 1.6 by a little over 16 feet, and on the other side, it's 1.6 by a little over 18.7 feet. So, we purchased this house last April. We got ownership at that point. That's actually when we discovered that our rear property line is an arc. Well, actually, we discovered that more recently in September when we had discussed adding screen porches with the folks at Capstone. When we were looking at the house is a model home. Capstone had occupied it from November until March when it's our understanding they put it up for sale. We didn't build the house. We weren't under contract with them to build the house. They built it. It was their model home. Then they offered it for sale. We bought it. We entered into a lease back with them in September. We talked to them about adding screen porches. That's when they said, oh, by the way, your rear property line is an arc, and with the 10-foot building setback, the maximum screen porch you could put in is 6.75 feet, which it just isn't going to work. Reality is it's going to be a little tight anyhow. Originally, they had represented that the one patio, again on page 6 of our application, you can see there's a paver patio there. They said that was 9 feet 9 inches, which I always looked at it and thought, well, that just doesn't quite look right. And I went out and counted bricks and I said, okay, well, I guess it is, because, well, I should have taken a tape measure out then. But regardless, you know, we wanted to put a screen porch there. Michelle suffers from psoriasis, and if we're outside and she gets bit by an animal, or by an animal, by an insect, she gets an outbreak there. So we're looking to be able to add screen porches there. And the screen porch on the one side is going to be basically the same size as the patio. What we're doing is squaring off the back of the house. We don't want it to come out too far. We don't want it to come out any farther because, well, that just would be, it wouldn't look right. The minimum we need, like I said, is the triangular shapes on both sides. And we need to be able to put concrete patios on at least the one side so we can put in a hot tub if we decide to go that route. Behind us, it is nothing but open space. It'll always be open space. On page 4 of the application, you can see what's directly behind us. which is up there. This is what's behind us. It's just a stormwater retention pond. There's never, ever going to be anybody behind us, so we aren't getting any closer to that. We are not going towards either of our side property owners or the people to either side of us. So it's basically straight back from the house, from the corners out, and squaring it up at the back. We did get approval from the HOA, conditioned on the Board of Adjustment approving our variance. And so that's why we're here talking to you now. But we figured they would probably be the harder sale anyhow, so we started there. When we put in for the variance, we posted something on the Vines of Sand Hill community page, basically saying if you have any interest, you want to talk to us about it, feel free to do so. We haven't heard anything from anyone. I know some of our neighbors are here tonight. They indicated at the time, when I talked to them earlier, they don't have any objection. They have, one of our neighbors has possibly some concerns about what the plantings might be, but that's kind of neither here nor there. If we don't get the variance, there won't be any plantings. So, so, and as I said, I haven't heard any objections. So, at this point, anything you want to say? Mm-hmm. You have any questions?
Questions? Do you think the size of these allows you to reasonably use the property?
Well, as it is without the variance, no. Well, we wouldn't be able to add screen porches, which makes it difficult for us to be able to use the outdoors area.
And that's another question. Are both of these going to be screened in?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I heard you say that. I just wanted to confirm. And you said something about that's basically because you're right next to water. Is that a water retention pond or is that just a pond?
So it's a water retention pond.
So obviously flies and mosquitoes and all that are pretty running pretty rampant there. Okay. Thank you. That's all the questions I have.
Tell me about the therapeutic spa. How big is that?
What is the question?
Therapeutic spa, how big is it?
Oh, it's the smallest one you can get. It's like a we're debating between a couple different brands, but they're pretty small.
Am I understanding correctly that it will not fit without the variance?
No.
Oh, you need to have warranty, so it just makes sense to throw in permanent building material versus, you know, stone patio.
Pavers.
Well, and more to the point, given the size of the spa that we're looking at, it wouldn't work without the variance.
Yeah, I was getting more to the point of the variance. The variance is the correct amount you need for that.
Correct.
That at least contributes to the need for one of the porches.
Right.
Will there be steps off of either of these porches?
There are steps going down, but then once you get down to it, it's just flat. So basically, if you look at page 6 of the application, that's essentially how it's going to be. That would be the floor of the screen porch, for instance.
You mean the floor of the porch is actually going to be down on the ground?
Yeah, it'll be
okay.
On grade.
So there won't be additional steps beyond the porch?
Correct.
Okay. You're losing space out of your porch for those steps, which I assume contributes to your need for more space in the porch?
Yes.
Okay. I believe that's all the questions I have. Thank you.
Are there quite a few lots in this development that have that curved rear property line?
Not to my knowledge. I think we're pretty much sort of exclusive on that.
Okay.
Are there many lots that have the curved property line?
There are some far around the ponds, but not like ours that arcs, because there's a water filtration, whatever, a service area, which arc more because they have to have access to it. It's not our property, it's not our neighbor's property, it's kind of in the middle.
So your lot is unique to that development then?
Yes.
Okay.
I have no questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
That concludes our presentation.
Thank you. You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12912 for Michelle and Nels Tabor and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12912 for Michelle and Nels Tabor for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I do believe the property has unique physical conditions due to the curvature in the back. I do believe the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. I do believe it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I do believe it also represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
And aye too. So they vote of 5-0, your case is approved.